explain, please, why pleasure is a shadow picture? Don't we say that pain is the opposite of pleasure? We certainly do. And that there is such a thing as feeling neither pleasure nor pain. Yes, intermediate between those two, a kind of rest or respite for the soul from pain and pleasure. Or isn't that how you would describe it? That is how I would describe it, he said. Think of the things people who are ill say at times when they are ill. What sort of things? That there is no greater pleasure than good health, but that they hadn't realized it was the greatest pleasure until they were ill. Yes, I do remember hearing people say that, he said. And have you heard people in the grip of some agonizing pain saying that there is no pleasure to compare with relief from agony? Yes, I've heard that. I expect you can think of plenty of similar painful situations people find themselves in, where the pleasure they praise most highly is the absence of pain, a rest from pain, rather than any enjoyment. Yes, at times like that, maybe rest becomes something pleasant and delightful. So too, when someone stops feeling enjoyment, the rest from pleasure will be painful. Possibly, he said. In which case, this thing we described just now as intermediate between the two, this rest or respite, will at one time or another be both those things, both pain and pleasure. Apparently. Is it really possible for something which is neither of those things to come to be both of them? I don't think so. So it's not that this rest or respite is pleasant. It seems pleasant beside what is painful, and painful beside what is pleasant. As far as the truth about pleasure goes, there is nothing sound or reliable in these illusions. It's all sorcery. That's what the argument suggests, at any rate, he said. Well, take a look at pleasures which are not preceded by pain, I said. I wouldn't want you to think in this context that it is the nature of pleasure simply to be the cessation of pain, and of pain simply to be the cessation of pleasure. What sort of pleasures do you mean? Where are they? There are any number of them, I said, but you might like to think particularly about the pleasures of smell. You don't have to have felt pain beforehand. They come out of the blue, they are incredibly powerful, and when they are over, they leave no pain behind. Absolutely true. We shouldn't accept, then, that pure pleasure is a release from pain, or pain a release from pleasure. No, we shouldn't. However, of the so-called pleasures which reach the soul through the body, surely the most numerous and powerful are of this type, some sort of relief from pain. Yes, they are. Very well. And are anticipated pleasures and pains caused by the expectation of some future relief from pain or pleasure of the same nature? They are.